Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
You know, my dad, when growing up, he never wore a watch, but he was always on time. And he always lived with a sense of urgency and passion towards the meetings he was going to, the actions he was taking. He had a sense of urgency for his life. I was always amazed by this, and I would ask my dad, you know, why don't we celebrate birthdays? And he said, I never want you to focus on your age or time as a limiting factor towards your life and your dreams. So many people focus on their age and say that they're too young to achieve what they want, or they're too young, they're not capable of being a great athlete at that age, or a great musician, or a great doctor at that age. Or some people go through life saying, I'm too old to try this now. My time has passed. Time is gone. I can't learn this. I'm too old to pursue my dream now. And they limit themselves with the mindset, the way they think about time and their age. And I'm always living in urgency, but I'm not focusing on my age as much. You know, I just hit 35, and it kind of hit me where I was like, man, I'm getting closer to 40 now. I had to stop myself and stop focusing on the age or the number and focus more on just living life with urgency, no matter what. With urgency at 15, at 25, 35, 55, 85. Just always living with urgency, not saying, well, I've got all the time in the world. You might have a lot of time. You might be around for another 50, 70, 100 years. You might, or it might be all over today. And I think about my last moment. If I got to reflect before I knew I was going to pass away on my last moments and ask myself the question, did you at least go for everything you wanted to go for? Did you at least like attempt it and give your best effort towards everything that you wanted to try and explore during this lifetime? And if I can answer that question in a positive manner, then I feel like I lived a life of something meaningful and rewarding and something that I could be proud of. I may never achieve certain things that I set out to achieve, but as long as I know that I went for it and I pursued it, like I've been on the pursuit of playing in the Olympics for the last 7, 8 years now. We still haven't qualified as a USA national handball team, but I've been giving an incredible effort. I may never make it. You know, I may, maybe I won't. And as long as I know that I gave my full efforts and I went as long as I could, and I still had passion for it, and I still went for it, and I still cared about it, or I stop when I don't care anymore, then at least I know I gave it an incredible effort, and I can be at peace within myself, understanding that sense of time and urgency. Don't live thinking you have tons of time, even if you might have that. Live with a sense of urgency and make the most of the time right now. My parents always believed in having self-worth. And the more self-worth you have or create for yourself, the more you'll believe that you are deserving of having financial abundance, that you're deserving of having the relationship of your dreams, deserving of having the career you want, things like that. Whereas some people will say, well, I don't know if I'm worthy of having the relationship that I want, or I'm worthy of having that job, or I'm worthy of certain things, or of the health that I want. We're all worthy of whatever we choose to be worthy of. If we continue to choose that we're not worthy, then we're going to attract unworthy things or feelings or thoughts. But when we shift our mentality to unlimited possibilities, to an abundance mindset, and say, I am worthy by the actions I take, the things I follow up on, how I treat other people, by the skills I'm learning, by what I'm mastering, by the time that I put into things, You know, when we continue to show up in certain ways, we start to develop a deeper sense of self-worth. And that self-worth creates an abundance mindset that you can create the things you want and you can attract the things you want, the people you want in your life, the finances you want in your life, the meaningful work you want in your life, things like that. You know, one of the big questions is, why am I here? Something we probably have all thought about at some point. Why am I here? What's the point of all this? If we don't figure out what that answer is, we live in self-doubt and we live in victim mentality. Who knows what the answer is? But I believe it's our duty to interpret and create a story around what our own answer is and discover that for ourselves. And when you can get clear on your answer for why you're here and own it and be responsible for that story, then I believe you can move through life and choose to feel, think, act in different ways.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.